Albion, Wolves and Villa, the last time each of them lifted the FA Cup, and they sound like ancient history. And really, they are. Albion, the last team to lift the FA Cup from this area, back in 1968. Villa and Wolves successful in the 50s. Blues have never won it. Neither have Warsaw. I don't think the Saddlers will be expecting to win it this year either, but they get the chance for revenge against their former manager, Dean Smith, who quit Banks's Stadium and went off to Brentford earlier this season. And I know that so many Saddlers fans are looking forward to pitting their wits against Dean Smith's side. Dean Smith, now manager of Brentford, former manager of Warsaw, joins us now. Morning, Dino. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good, Dean. You know how much the Warsaw fans are looking forward to this game. The joy they would get from putting one over on you.
Well, I could just tell from your build-up then as well. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, no, it was inevitable. I think the draw was going to come that way, and thankfully it's at Brentford rather than Warsaw.
But the Saddlers are sold out. I think there's 1,600 ticket allocation, which shows the interest in the game, doesn't it? I mean, that's half the average home gate at the Banks's.
I was amazed. I didn't know. I don't know what the draw is.
Go on,
yeah,
then.
You're
going to be expecting some stick.
I think I'll get a mixed one, to be honest. You know, I was inundated when we left, myself and Richard, with so many emails and goodwill messages from lots and lots of Warsaw fans. And, you know, there'll be a few disappointed that are left, but the majority have been brilliant, and they just understood that, you know, career-wise, it was to go and coach in a championship, and, you know, it's been everything that I thought it would be as well.
Yeah, and people talk, Dean, about the magic of the FA Cup, and I think if we're absolutely honest about it, you know, next Wednesday there's going to be a round of Premier League fixtures, which makes it difficult for even the biggest clubs to field their strongest teams tomorrow. But for clubs like Warsaw, for clubs like your current club Brentford, even though I know you want to be in the Premier League, it is a chance to kind of make your mark and put the club at a different level if you have a bit of a cup run.
Yeah, no, it is definitely. I mean, you only look at the Reading went on last year and got to the semi-finals at Wembley. And, you know, there's a Wembley appearance there in four games time. So, you know, it's big for everybody. It's a great cup competition and everybody wants to be involved in it at the latter stages. You know, I tried to get Warsaw there to the third round for 4 years and never quite got there. So it'd be quite bizarre to be playing Warsaw tomorrow.
Yeah, and of course you are, Dean, the man who did get Warsaw to Wembley for the first time in the club's history. And, you know, as you say, there will be one or two people with less than pleasant things to say, I suppose. But I think overall, any fair-minded fan would say that the job that you did at the Banks's and the legacy that you left of getting a team, you know, towards the brink of the championship for a club with Warsaw's resources, that was a fantastic achievement.
Yeah, and, you know, myself and Richard take great pride in how we left the football club. You know, when I took over, we were bottom of the league and 9 points adrift, and, you know, a club that was struggling to stay in League One. And now I look at the infrastructure there and what we left behind, and it gives me great pride. And, you know, I sincerely hope the club goes on and gets promoted this season, you know, because I'll have played a small part in that.
More than a small part, I think it's fair to say. But listen, Dean, I hope you enjoy your day tomorrow, and I hope that Warsaw have a great cup run at your expense.
Yeah, made the best team win.
Absolutely. Great to speak to you as always, Dean. Thank you so much.